Total Pest Control by Rob Walker. He mosquito magnet mankind battles nature in many ways. We build dams to keep water out. We build ponds where we want water to be. We blast through mountains or create new land out of trash. We construct domed stadiums and shopping malls to keep nature altogether away. On a less grandiose scale, we remove a tree, we put in a pool, we insist on a certain variety of grass, and we further insist that it be mowed to uniform length and complemented by plants and flowers that a paid expert has picked out and arranged until, finally, our little square of nature is as tame and picturesque as a page in a magazine. And then what happens? We are bitten by mosquitoes. This seems to be the problem with nature. Sometimes there's just too much of it. Which brings us to the mosquito magnet. The mosquito magnet is a device that kills mosquitoes by the hundreds, even by the thousands. It comes in several models, and more than 500,000 have been sold at prices starting at $295 through outlets like Sears and Home Depot. Its maker, American Biophysics, was recently named by Inc. magazine as the country's fastest-growing privately held company over the past 5 years. Raymond Iannetta, the CEO of American Biophysics, emphasizes that it is the science behind these machines that lets you take back your yard, as he puts it. He has entomologists on staff, people with PhDs. There's a high-tech lab and elaborate studies in which mosquitoes are tinted with a special dye, and their flight patterns are tracked and analyzed by people in night vision goggles. We really understand insects, Iannetta says. Originally, the mandate of American Biophysics was to capture mosquitoes alive for the benefit of military and science researchers studying diseases spread by the bugs, including West Nile virus. But they saw it could have other applications. The devices attract mosquitoes by emitting a carbon dioxide-based mixture that seems human to female biting members of the species. As the mosquito approaches the trap hoping for a human, it is quietly vacuumed into a net, the company website explains dispassionately, where it dehydrates and dies. The $295 model, the Defender, has coverage of half an acre, meaning it will suck in and destroy the offending creatures from a territory that size. Iannetta does not promise that every single mosquito will die, but says that in the magnet's zone of protection, it'll be a rare thing to be bitten. The Liberty Plus, which goes for about $695, covers an entire acre and is equipped with a mobile power unit, so you can position it in various parts of your land holdings without worrying about an electrical cord. Iannetta says that customers like Don Imus have bought multiple units to protect big swaths of ranch or estate. Businesses and golf courses buy them, too, but 80% of customers are homeowners, often people in the suburbs with 40-foot by 80-foot yards. Somehow it makes perfect sense that the suburbs, that unwildest of places, would be the natural habitat of the mosquito magnet. Think of Gary Lambert and Jonathan Franzen's novel The Corrections. An uptight suburban citizen who seems to be losing all control over his family and his life and his ability to get a decent night's rest, Lambert knocks back vodka martinis and escapes domestic confrontation by announcing, "I think I'll trim that hedge." Stumbling into the twilight with a ladder and an electric trimmer, he tries at least to control his parcel of nature. It is a bad sign for Gary that he is betrayed by technology and gets a nasty gouging from the hedge trimmer. This, really, is the war that the mosquito magnet is designed to fight. American Biophysics pulls its customers through its warranty cards. Andy Anetta says that 70% of buyers were influenced by direct exposure to or word of mouth about the device. He paints a scene. There's a neighborhood cookout, a guy with a new barbecue grill, bragging about his mosquito magnet. A skeptical neighbor suggests perhaps there just aren't many bugs out that night. The two take their cocktails and stroll out into the darkness, away from the magnet's protection. The biting begins. They retreat to safety, to the place where technology is, if not controlling nature, then at least keeping it at bay. It becomes the talk of the neighborhood, Ionetta concludes,